This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine with David Hunt, and I have, is he back again, our first guest, Rowan Sheen. How are you?
I am very well, David, in these unprecedented times.
Absolutely. Now, you're our arts gossip person. Is everything closed down? Is there anything happening? What can we talk about?
Yeah, look, everything is actually closed down, but there are some highlights amongst it all. As people are probably aware, COVID-19 has decimated the performing arts industry and the visual arts at the moment, with all galleries and venues basically shutting down this week. We've had festivals close, Melbourne International Comedy Festival decided to cancel last Friday, which then sent everything else into a spiral downward. But out of that has come some really interesting things. The Comedy Festival is sort of inviting people, those who did buy tickets, to consider donating the value of that ticket to the artist, and you can do that online.
For instance, I know a manager who's got a lot of a musical theatre artist on her books, and she told me yesterday she was 100% capacity of work, and within 4 days she has no income at all.
Oh, well, and that's across the board. But some arts organisations are being quite clever. Melbourne Symphony Orchestra has this week done a live stream from Hamer Hall. Though the concerts weren't open to the public, the concert still went ahead via the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's YouTube channel. And this coming Monday, Arts Centre Melbourne will be presenting, again via their website, Exposing Edith, which was being presented as part of the Morning Melodies program. People can actually dial in and actually see this performance, though there won't be an audience.
But do you have to pay for that?
No, they're all free.
It's all free, yeah. Which is fantastic, those organisations. But what about the artists that, their livelihood is bums on seats?
Well, that's the thing. And in some cases, some of the artists are still receiving payment for their work. So there won't be an audience. And we're hearing around the country now that shows that were booked in, like at the Melbourne Recital Centre, were booked in. The Recital Centre has agreed to pay the artists that were booked in a goodwill, because they know that their livelihoods rely on these fees. But, we're seeing across the country, I know many friends who work at various venues around town, but we're also producing shows coming up. Have basically had their livelihood ripped away from them in just a matter of days. Yep. But the arts can be resilient. I'm seeing different things across Facebook. We still have the online platform. It's quite exciting to see how people are turning this into an advantage by, broadcasting performances across the internet.
You've got to be positive. You're not earning any money. If you're an independent artist or an independent promoter. We've just got to suck it up, unfortunately. You said, being creative and delivering content so that when you do get, when it all passes, that everyone's going to think, yep, I'm going to go out and support that artist.
Well, that's the thing. And look, you know, some venues may be closed or theatre companies may be closed to the public, but, you know, there's behind the scenes, there is still creative development happening. You know, work still need to be prepared for when, you know, the shutdowns are lifted. And, you know, we don't know how that long that's going to be. Different states in Victoria at the moment, it's sort of mid-April, end of April, May. You know, like Opera Australia have cancelled their Melbourne May season of all productions. Bell Shakespeare only this morning have cancelled the Melbourne season of Hamlet, which was due to start late April. So yes, while shows are being sort of in shutdown mode, the effect will actually be felt for months once the shutdowns are lifted. So, but yeah, look, people are being creative, and it's quite exciting seeing what work is being happening online. You know, groups are all dialing into Skype and are actually preparing works and being quite clever, having readings of potential new works online, which may, you know, eventually make it to the stage one day. So, look, it's not all doom and gloom. Look, as I said, we're in unprecedented times, but it's about being clever and also being creative with the situation. And, you know, look, we may not be earning any money, but it's not all doom and gloom. Yep. So,
And like a little bit later on in the show, I'm talking to the NGV because they're all going online at present, as I'm sure you're aware of.
Well, yes, and I don't want to steal the thunder of what they have, but it's quite exciting, and quite a few galleries who have closed down are doing that, and it's making their exhibitions and, you know, podcasts and all this, vlogcasts as well, of their exhibitions. Yeah. There may not be a viewing public at the moment, but we get to see the work still online. So,
brilliant.
And many galleries are starting to look at that, having online exhibitions. So, look, exciting times, but you know,
strange
it's
times.
Strange times as well. Yeah. So,
especially for somebody like you, Roland, that loves an opening night.
Well, it is. And, you know, I was talking with colleagues last night and it was actually quite interesting saying, well, we're not going to be doing, you know, the lovey air kisses in the foyer for the next few months. But, but look, there's other ways.
Absolutely.
So,
and other ways, but finding out what's going on by going to your website. And what is it?
It's www.artsreview.com.au. Look, we have an up-to-date list of everything that's sort of closed, but we're publishing every day still because there are still lots of good news stories out there.
Of course.
So we'll be still publishing, so people can still access us to find out what is actually happening. Mm-hmm. And there are things still happening around the place. Yeah. So, look, do check to see what's online. You might be excited to find something that will pique your interest.
Okay.
Because we can't be all locked away.
No. Oh, especially somebody like you. Imagine being locked away with you. My God.
I know.
So what's your website again so people can be up to date with what's going on?
It's www.artsreview.com.au.
Brilliant. Rowan, always a pleasure to talk to you, even though I love taking the piss.
And you know I love it, David. Now, take care. And look, everybody out there listening to Joy, please take care in these times. But and look after yourselves.
All right. See you, Rowan.
Thanks, David, and talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.